Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm consciously slowing down. Slowing down, maybe it's part of the season, the time recording, mid-November. Definitely Northern Hemisphere, mid-November, cold outside and dark, and maybe it's the time of year. And but beyond that, there's different seasons outside and different seasons in the development of the Be the Husband She Brags About movement, the Heroic Husband's Men's Circle movement, and the momentum is growing. I want to say a big shout out and deep gratitude and appreciation for all the powerful husbands that jumped at the opportunity to eliminate lone wolfing from their marital and life existence and to jump on an application call to join Heroic Husbands Men's Circles. There's 7 new guys in, there's 18 men in total, with 3 Heroic Husbands Men's Circles now live. The snowball is growing. There's immense results already happening for the guys that have been established in that weekly and monthly practice. And with new guys in, it's getting really, really exciting. There's many men that, unfortunately, with their work schedules and time zone conflicts, there was yet to be a circle available to meet their time. And I want to say that 2024, just want to plant a seed there of an idea of like providing some monthly membership where you don't have to have you don't have to be able to show up to a set 2-hour call per week, that you will have teachings, videos, you'll have a community support all the same. And yeah, like I'd ask you to give me direct feedback. Reach out to me via voice message. You'll see the link in the description. If that's some idea, some monthly subscription where you could pay, but you can use it perfectly in alignment with your own time commitment and resources available. So beyond that, let's jump in. I'm doing this consciously as a substitute for the guest episode this week. It's my practice not to apologize for doing so. I'm navigating the potent explosive expansion of what's happening in the movement. So I will apologize if I don't get a second episode in, but my deepest commitment is to serve. So it's in substitute, but it's not a poor substitute. It's a potent substitute. Today's episode, I want to speak to what is a reminder. I have spoken this with specific episodes before. I will intermittently remind you on it, but I want to slow down again on what I would say is this: the most stupidly simple strategy you can use to transform your marriage today. And repetition is mastery. You know, some of you might be like, yeah, I got this point before. The point is, appreciate your queen. I would invite you to go, okay, well, if your mind goes, okay, I get that, you know, appreciate the feminine, yeah, okay, masculine grows by challenge, feminine grows by appreciation. I've got that, I've read The Way of the Superior Man, I've heard you before, Mark, and you switch off. It's this fantastic shadow aspect of masculine rational thinking of, I intellectually know it, so I'm done. Yet my question to every single one of you listening in, and if you're new to it and this is a new, it's like, oh wow, appreciation, is it? Is that the potent thing? Hey, I'm doing your 10 out of 10 best with, I hear inspiring examples of how far a lot of you guys actually go to try your level best to implement, you know, what you hear here, the ideas, the teachings, the philosophies, the mindset, etc. I'd ask you, you know, it's like, does your queen feel consistently, regularly, deeply appreciated by you? Do you have such a consistent daily practice by you? Do you have such a consistent daily practice of consciously appreciating her in how she shows up, in how she speaks, in the creative projects she does around the home, in her creative life at work? Do you appreciate her regularly for how she parents? Do you appreciate her regularly for many of the unseen, unnoted things that she does in your married life together that it's so easy to just take for granted? But does she feel appreciated that her smallest, completely missable actions that she takes to express care and love and place her attention on you, on your kids, on your environment, on food, on, you know, making the place look good, on stuff she does around life for other people? Do you have such a practice of honing and sharpening your masculine attention to pick up on what 99.9999% of men out there miss with their queens? Do you have that level of practice? Of course, when I describe it like that, the answer for myself personally is no. Actually, Mark, when you set that bar, do I notice all of those things? Guys, my answer is no. Not to that level. But this is the game of spiritual practice and deep intimacy. It's, you know, I've spoken before about entitlement versus enlightenment. You know, the boy bitch energy, sort of that hurt, wounded inner boy that didn't get his authenticity needs, his attachment needs perfectly met by his mom, and he didn't go through an initiation. So he brings boy bitch energy in. I have brought this in. There still are parts of those protective pathways in my nervous system. Boy bitch energy comes up. I just have a way better conscious handle on not letting it take over my tongue or my actions with my queen, but it comes up. But boy bitch entitlement energy, it relates with appreciation. Like, I don't feel appreciated, so I'm sure as hell not feeling like I'm going to appreciate you first. It's boy bitch energy. It's entitlement. You know, when I slow down with guys one-on-one in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, and it's like, you know, a lot of guys, when you really soften into this, you know, the deep wounding in this profoundly sick society is, you know, we feel it's weak as men to soften into our needs. You know, we have a feminine core as well, which have the deep needs, not exclusively, but it's a really good summary of the deepest core of feminine needs, is to feel seen, heard, and safe. And appreciation is it's like a combination of all of those met together. If you appreciate somebody, or somebody expresses their appreciation, and your nervous system receives it, you feel seen. You know, it's like they're appreciating some aspect. You feel seen. You know, if you've said something and they appreciate you for it, you feel heard. And hey, man, appreciation. You're gonna feel safe in the environment with somebody that appreciates you regularly. So we don't soften into that, and we are not actually so great at owning our needs. I know myself for sure, and hey, it's like 99% of men that I hold space for and coach. There's a very, the initial response is like that, oh, appreciation, like this stiff-lipped, hard outer front, is like, you know, she doesn't appreciate me, blah, blah, blah. And like, but when you soften in, it's like, you really yearn. You yearn, I yearn to be appreciated. Now, when you come from unchecked entitlement energy, like a boy energy, which most of us do, because we haven't been initiated, you get it sort of arseways unwittingly, where it's like, she's not appreciating me, I don't feel appreciated, so I'm not going to appreciate her. But, you know, some really great teachers and coaches out there that have been dealing with marital relationship therapy or transformation for years, you know, many of them will speak. It's like the man has to lead it. And I'm talking about like marriage therapy where husband and wife, they're there in the same room. Man, woman, you know, it ain't working. They will speak that. In essence, and it's one of the biggest obstacles to have to come over, because when you have the husband and wife in the room, it's like ultimately it's the man that needs to lead. And this is infuriating for the feminist movement. It's infuriating for the boy bitch energy in men. It's like, why do I have to lead? And like, you know, all this equality thing, and it can trigger so much of the equality movement's sort of like sore spots. Everybody should be treated evenly. Yet, you know, it's a fucking beautiful thing that when you lead your masculine core, you lead with that rigorous warrior energy, king energy, take extreme ownership, and I will lead, I will be the exemplar for my family, because there is this sacred protective element where, you know, when your queen is in her moon time, you know, 3-4 days in a month, man, she's not in a position, and like, women would scratch my fucking eyeballs out. Feminist movements would say, I can fucking lead no matter what, I don't need a man. I just know my queen, and you know, when a woman has a man who's showing up with powerful, potent, heart-led presence and progress and heart-centered leadership, and she feels completely safe, it's a beautiful gift to her nervous system that when she's in moon time, that's a sacred time for her to go within, that she doesn't need to put her time and energy onto all the, you know, important but pretty mundane tasks around her. It's like there's a time to go within spiritually. That's how it was in the past. So it's not because she's weak, it's because she's ultimately really precious. And a man leading is really an important and beautiful and profound gift for the feminine. As I say, it's because she's so precious that you would lead like that. And isn't it the masculine thing that we see in other men, that when you lead, like when a man leads, it's like who gets the captain's armband on the sports teams that we, you know, we adore so much? It's the dude that has the balls that, like, when you're 3-0 down and it's half time, and it's, I'm thinking of one match, European Cup final, I remember Steven Gerrard for Liverpool, is an English football club, but it was like, I think they were 3-0 down and it came back to be 3-3. It was like he achieved the impossible, but like when the shit had hit the fan, that's when the great leaders come and go, guys, there's still hope. And appreciation is definitely no different. You know, what I'd slow down, and I have reflected on this before, but it bears reminding. You know, and I do know some of you have had that intense experience maybe already, or it has been sort of bandied about in conversation, you know, the car on stick, or the sort of potential of divorce papers or separation has been put before you. It can be super intense, but I imagine that your queen all of a sudden just kicked you out of the house. Imagine, you know, divorce happened. And all of these hundreds and thousands of little actions and words that she said, and, you know, when she did appreciate you, but you just weren't listening. You just weren't present. And memories would come back of the sweet days, of the days when you smiled together, you laughed together, you made love together, and it was easier. Back, I would say, and you know, one and one, a lot of guys resonate with this when we go there, I bring a guy there, is like back in the moments when you actually were receiving her appreciation and it was easier for her to have her love land. Not the 2 years into the relationship when the old wounds come up and you start hardening. And it's actually really hard for her love to land. It's really hard for her compliments, her acknowledgements, her appreciations of you to actually penetrate your hard fuck off outer shell of pain body. And then she stops appreciating, and then she stops doing the nice things for you, and then she stops slowly but surely. And then, but you're seeing, you have a video library of her not appreciating. And this is what I hear in groups and one-on-one calls. Oh, she doesn't appreciate me anymore, man. She's just hardened up. She's stiffened up. Like, it's cold. You know, and then she's giving me shit. Yeah, but man, if you really go back, nice shit was being done. Very few exceptions to this. Nice shit was being done in the beginning, but you know, taking your responsibility, of course, I say this, and of course, the elephant in the room is like, of course you can keep pointing, of course you have valid points of what, well, she hardened up too, but again, man, what energy is that in you, in your nervous system? And it's in my nervous system. I have like beautiful, juicy assassin energy in me when, you know, in the right or wrong set of conditions, it's like that defensive blame, trigger happy blame energy can be sparked off in my nervous system. It's there in every guy. But if you let that energy come and you're like, hey man, but like, you know, like she's responsible too. Why do I have to take the whole thing? It's like, it's boy bitch energy. It's your hurting inner boy energy. And it's like, ultimately, you're not going to fucking transform your marriage from that energy. Like that's just like ground zero. Get fucking real with yourself. It's the same if you're in a business mastermind or you're in a jiu-jitsu, you know, dojo doing martial arts or in any realm of life. Have you not noticed, and I hope it's easier to notice in other people, but have you noticed at certain times, maybe in marriage, maybe it's like a lot of guys, we suffer in marriage unnecessarily because we just n didn't have the tools, but maybe you can relate at work where there's that colleague, there's that new guy in the team, or there's that old guy in the team that you just wish the fucking hierarchy would sack, because it's just, there's just negative energy. They take things personal. It's hard to communicate with them. You try to raise the standards and they give you backlash. There's this like fucking victimhood shit. Have you had an experience with other guys like that? You know, in certain roles, maybe, you know, and again, the marriage, the octagon of marriage is really intense, but do you get that idea of backlash and sort of this bitchy attitude that's really fucking not nice in an arena where you lead? You know, in a sports team, there's a guy that bitches all the time, and you're like, man, you know, you lead, you're like captain energy, or like you're a solid guy in leadership in sports or at the gym, at your local club or society that you run, lead, you're part of the committee and you take leadership there, or at work. You know, at work, a lot of guys can sort of, they like the masculine taking leadership, get rational, you know, let's go team, come on. A lot of men can resonate with that. It's very uncomfortable. And in actual fact, if you lean into it, you know, the emotion when a guy goes bitchy and goes all into victimhood in front of you and it's like, is blaming you, is blaming the team, is blaming everybody else, but taking responsibility himself. Is that emotional? I know within my nervous system, it's repulsion. If I got really honest, and that repulsion in my nervous system, that emotional charge of repulsion is like, I don't fucking want to be near you, dude. If it was for me, I'd boot you off the team. You know, all this victimhood shit, like you're of no use when you come from there. If you get real, it's repulsion. It's like you don't want, you're not attracted to that guy. And think about that. When I bring this up with guys, I know this, I try to have a conversation. Clearly, I don't have your response, but I believe most of you, because I've done this one-on-one so often, most of you will have, yeah, I know that guy. Some of you might know that guy. Why? Because you are that fucking guy. And if your co-workers were listening in, they'd be like, yeah, it's you, dude. Now, I'm just saying, if you have that energy outside of your marriage as well, that might be the your shadow side is driving your life, and you might feel like the poor motherfucker that doesn't get anything but the crumbs from the table of your existence. Well, man, that's all down to energy. That's all down to your chip in the shoulder. That's all down to boy bitch energy. So, in appreciation, and I'm going on a it's a beautiful meandering sort of a conversation on it, but the boy bitch energy is really key to get in, because ultimately it'd be really simple. Every single episode would be really fucking simple if, you know, it'd be really simple. And join me with this, guys. I have a lot of fun initially with myself on this going. I had really thought it was a rational minded man, but start realizing actually, Mark, every time, you know, you judge your queen, you judge Matilda for being irrational. Like, what's driving my judgment of her is my own irrationality, is my own fear of rejection, is in my own judgment, is in my own blame energy, is my own shame of myself, is my own, you know, childhood wounds. It's this amazing thing. When we judge the irrationality of our queens, which I don't know any man that I've ever met, any husband I've ever met that has not, does not regularly judge that part. Fucking detest that part because it's so challenging. But every single time you judge her for being irrational, you're being irrational. You're actually the most irrational one in it. But if you get really rational, you know, it would be simple. Every episode could be 2 minutes long and you transform your marriage. It'd be enough for me to come on and go, guys, appreciate your queens. Do it regularly. Do it every single day. Make it as a life marriage practice. Appreciate regularly. Like, I'm talking 5 to 10 times per day. Be a river of appreciation. End of episode. It wouldn't fucking work because you're actually not as rational as you believe you like to believe yourself to be. And prove me wrong. I've already given you the sentence. I've already given you as like appreciator. Become a river of appreciation. Bring that as your daily practice. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. See the unseen. Notice the unnoticed. Regularly. Appreciator, appreciator, appreciator. Stop the episode now and email me in 2 weeks' time, maximum 30 days' time, and say, Mark, I am a rational-minded male. I listened to that super short snippet. I've proven I'm completely a rational-minded man. Because why? You told me appreciation worked. I implemented it. End of story. I've transformed my marriage. I mightn't be coming back here because it was that fucking potent. I don't know, guys. I'm not expecting a lot of those messages to come back. Because there's a lot of wounds. But I'm saying, amongst the wounds that pretend to complicate it, amongst the wounds, the voice that comes up in your head and goes, yeah, well, you know, like Mark says appreciated, but he doesn't know the shithole marriage that I have. There's fuck all to appreciate about her. Man, I've been there. Yeah, and I've spoken to this before. You know, it's not so rational. You have to get through all of your irrational bullshit and wounding and protective pathways. Practice courageously going, well, I'm going to practice appreciation anyway. I call it my 95-5% rule. If 95% of it is all shit, we'll find the 5%. And if you're like, yeah, well, there's not 5% that I can appreciate, it's less than that. Well, less. Make it your 99-1% rule. Make it the 99.99 fucking 0.01% rule. If it's 0.01% that you can appreciate, put all your attention on that 0.01% that you can appreciate and hammer the fucking shit out of it. Military style. With appreciation. Baby, I love it when you do that. I love it that when you make my coffee. I don't know. When you just simply ask me, hey, baby, do you want a cup of coffee? And you make it for me. I fucking love that. I just feel so loved by that. I appreciate every time you do that. And if I haven't expressed in the past, I do now. And my commitment is to continue appreciating that. And you'll see a little glimmer of face. Maybe there's going to be a fuck off energy in your communicated to your nervous system. Because she's been sick. She feels dry. She feels like emotionally it's a desert on her inside of hopelessness. Because you didn't appreciate her much in the past. That's okay, man. This is warrior zone. Boy bitch energy that goes, oh, well, you know, Mark, I fucking appreciated her, like in your inside nervous system. I appreciated her, but like it didn't fucking do anything, didn't move the needle in anything. Well, I'm like, dude, masculine practice. Great CEO that takes over a shit show in a business. You'll find he, and of course there are beautiful women out there, but I'm talking about men here. I'm like that, the man that takes over the failing company that's like in the absolute shitter. It's not day one. Great leaders don't expect that their first word or their first action transforms the thing. But they incessantly plant seeds of progress. They incessantly plant seeds of presence. They incessantly plant seeds of appreciation. They incessantly plant seeds of development, of expansion. So incessantly, with such 10 out of 10 courage, that funnily enough, the entire business organism is functioning miraculously better in 3, 6 months, 12 months later. Great leaders do that. They can turn the entire thing. Navy SEAL story. I've told that. I've reminded you of that before. From Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership book. Navy SEAL, Hell Week. Two different teams. One was winning every single thing in Navy SEAL Hell Week. The other was, one was winning, one was losing. They swapped the leaders. Same bunch of guys in the boat. Same bunch of six guys in the boat. They were the bunch of losers. They were the bunch of winners. Different leaders. The losing team started winning. The leader took extreme ownership. He took on arguably the weaker team and started winning. Because why? His attitude was so fucking awesome. Boy bitch energy constantly looks for signs of rejection, signs of failure, signs of upset in your queen, signs that she doesn't approve of you, signs that you're not good enough. And man, I get it. You've had a rough, tough, emotional upbringing in a profoundly sick society. I get it. I get it with every single man. I love you. I accept you. I don't judge you for the wounds that you bring into this, but you've got to fucking drop your spiritual balls if you want to change your marriage. I will say that directly too. You're not responsible for the shithole, you know, emotional upbringing that you had. Maybe you had all your needs met and maybe that was part of the problem. Your mom loved you that much, but you didn't get initiated, so you're expecting your queen to be the same fucking river of love that your mom was. That's another thing. You feel so entitled. You haven't ripped the umbilical cord, so you didn't have such a wounding or a traumatizing upbringing. It was fucking beautiful. But it was so beautiful, that's the trauma. You're expecting your queen to do the same, but she's a queen. She's not a mom. Guys, lead with fucking appreciation. It's simple. It's the most stupidly simple strategy. If you truly, genuinely, and you're tuning in here regularly, so I gotta meet you with your embodied practice here. You're regularly listening in. So there's some part of you deep down, I'd say it's your masculine spiritual core, the language I would use, your Christ consciousness, your Buddha nature, whatever the fuck language you want, your higher self, your inner diamond, with all beautiful languages to describe this part, that you would, your greatest hope of all hopes is to transform your marriage. But you got to fucking lead from the front, man. And not just with the first one, boy energy, tepidly, you know, 3 out of 10 courage, just looking for the excuse to retreat back into, no, I'm not going to appreciate because she doesn't appreciate me. She didn't receive my appreciation. That's fucking horseshit, man. That's not masculine practice. That's not leadership. That's not manly. That's boy bitch energy. Incessantly, consistently making it as a way of life practice that you appreciate everything that is imaginable to appreciate about her beingness. 5 to 10 times per day, man, that's like, that's your baseline. And that's my practice. I was not appreciating my queen for shit for years. I had all, I know the boy bitch energy because there was so much in me. And hey, it's still there. But my practice, my conscious practice that overrides, the practice is to override protective pathways and establish presence pathways. My foundational one is appreciation. Simple things. I said a cup of coffee because I say it to her. Well, I fucking love. And she smiles. She cracks up and she's like, oh, you don't need to say it. Like, you know, I know you appreciate it. I fucking say it, baby. I love appreciating. See that smile? I look at her. I say, see that smile? That's why I appreciate every time. And she warms into it. She's like, yeah, look at, I love it when you say it. And I appreciate things she says and simple things, tiny little things. Actually, it's the tiny things that are the most meaningful because it's like, yeah, I really appreciate that thing. You know, I really appreciate when you, hey, you just fold my clothes, you put it there, and it's like it's ready for me to put it into my drawer. I really appreciate that, baby. That's so meaningful. Man, that's like, this entire ecosystem, you know, works because you take that action of love. I appreciate all the things you do in the silence, in the background that, you know, you never ask for appreciation. And I appreciate that. I see that. I see that. See what you're after doing there now? I appreciate that. When she expresses, especially, guys, if you want to get like rational on this and get to the highest leverage things to appreciate, express appreciation when she appreciates you. Baby, I appreciate that you complimented me there. I appreciate that you gave me feedback, a positive feedback there. I appreciate you that you appreciated, you expressed explicit appreciation for her. I really appreciate that. That means so much to me. when she caresses you as she walks by in room. It's a public show of affection, you know, call it technical terms. It's a beautiful thing of affection. Lock in, say, baby, that was really nice. Even if your whole nervous system didn't have a fucking whole massive party, rational mind, appreciate it. Go, just appreciate it. What you appreciate, you'll bring more of. Lead with appreciation, guys. It's the single most stupidly simple, if you can go beyond your boy bitch energy that tries to make it complex. It's the single most stupidly fucking easy strategy to totally transform your deep intimate relationship with your queen. Appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. From the small things to the so-called big things and everything in between, make that as your core spiritual practice in marriage and deep intimacy, and I would say in life. Fuck it, extend it to your kids while you're at it, and from there, extend it to yourself as well, man. If it doesn't come so natural, write out daily lists of appreciation, positive aspects about yourself. You can't give to others what you can't, you know, what you're refusing to give to yourself. Appreciation, man. Appreciation. Appreciate yourself, appreciate your queen, appreciate your kids, and you'll start appreciating the world, and you know what will happen? Your attractiveness levels will skyrocket. All that's left after that is happily ever fucking after, man. Sending you, sending every single one of you, profound brotherly love from Roscommon, Ireland. I love you guys. You're fucking awesome. You're heroic husbands. You're kingly brothers. I say that without any censorship or reserve. You're amazing men. You've had the courage to enter the octagon of marriage. Many men leave it prematurely because it gets too intense. Many men are scared shitless to enter it. You are the guys that had the spiritual balls to fucking get down on one knee, to do it your style, to start this off. If you're neck high in the struggle, that's okay. You didn't have any of the tools gifted to you growing up. But appreciation is one of the most potent tools. Now, if you're going to build a house of a beautiful marriage, get to fucking work, man. In perfect essence of the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an appreciation-laden kingly day.